All right, let's dive into some pretty murky legal waters today.
Sounds good to me.
Today we're tackling a case that's got employment lawyers talking, McCleary Evans v. Marilyn Doty, and it's a story about discrimination and just how much you need to even get into court.
Yeah, you know what's so interesting about this case is how it shows this sort of constant back and forth in these kinds of discrimination lawsuits.
Right.
On the one hand, you have the need to protect employees from unfair treatment.
Right.
But on the other, you have the courts that are trying to avoid too many cases that don't have any merit.
So right away, we're talking about striking a balance.
Definitely.
And this case, McCleary Evans, seems to be right on that dividing line.
Exactly. This case really highlights the tension between two huge precedents, Twombly and Iqbal on one side and Sierkiewicz on the other.
Okay, so for those of us who haven't really gone through these cases in law school, can you give us like the short version of what these precedents are all about?
Sure. So think of Twombly and Iqbal as like raising the bar for any lawsuit. They basically said, it's not enough for a claim to just be possible, it's got to be plausible, meaning you need a fax.
Okay.
To make a judge believe there's actually something to investigate here.
So you can't just go into court and say, I think I was discriminated against.
You got it. You need more than just a feeling.
Right.
But then here's where Sierkiewicz comes in.
Okay.
This case said, hold on, you don't have to show your entire legal case right from the start.
Right.
You know, you don't have to prove every single piece of discrimination before discovery.
So we have this, I guess, push and pull.
Right.
Where you need enough detail to show that your claim isn't frivolous.
Right.
But you don't have to give up your whole legal strategy before you even get to discovery.
Yeah, it's a tough spot to be in.
And McCleary Evans is sort of where this all comes to a head.
That's right. It really boils down to this question. How much detail is really enough when you're dealing with something as complex as discrimination?
Yeah, so let's get into the specifics of this case.
Okay.
Who is Dawn McCleary Evans and what happened?
Dawn McCleary Evans is a Black woman who has over 20 years of experience in project management and environmental work.
Wow.
So this isn't someone new to the workforce. She's a seasoned professional.
Right.
She applied for not one but two positions with the Maryland State Highway Administration.
Okay.
And both times she was passed over for non-Black candidates, so she sues, claiming discrimination based on her race and sex.
On the surface, it sounds like she has a pretty strong case. I mean, she's passed over once.
Right.
Maybe you could say that was bad luck, but twice.
Yeah.
That seems like there's something going on, but here's the thing. The court dismissed her case.
Yep.
Why? What was missing from her complaint?
The court said her complaint lacked that plausibility.
Okay.
They basically said, look, you say there was bias, but where's the proof? Where's the specifics?
Wait a second. If she's saying there was discrimination, shouldn't the employer have to prove they didn't discriminate?
That's a great point, and that's exactly what Judge Wynn says in his dissent, which we'll get into later.
Okay.
But let's first break down why the majority ruled against her.
Okay, so the majority felt that McCleary Evans didn't do enough to show that her discrimination claim was plausible. So what did they want to see that she didn't provide?
They wanted her to connect her being passed over for the job.
Right.
To discriminatory intent. They wanted the why.
Okay, so what would have made the court happy? What would a plausible claim look like?
Well, imagine if she had put a few things in her complaint.
Okay.
Like comparing her qualifications to the people who were hired.
Okay.
Was she objectively more experienced? Did she have better credentials?
Okay.
Or specific examples of discriminatory actions or statements, you know, like if someone made a racially charged comment.
Okay.
Or if they treated her differently than other applicants.
Right.
Or even evidence that something weird happened in the hiring process itself. Like, did they change the requirements for the job after she applied?
Uh-huh.
Or were the interviews done in a biased way?
So basically, they wanted more than just saying there was bias.
Right.
They wanted specifics or really strong signs that the decisions weren't just based on her qualifications.
Yeah, the majority thought her complaint was too vague. Simply stating that the decision makers were biased wasn't enough.
So just saying there was bias without giving specific examples or evidence isn't enough for the court.
That's right. And it's important to remember that the majority really emphasized that choosing one person over another, even if they're a different race or gender, isn't discrimination by itself.
Right.
There needs to be a connection between the decision and a protected characteristic. There needs to be more to the story.
This is where it gets tricky. I can understand why the court doesn't want to deal with baseless claims.
Right.
But how can someone who thinks they were discriminated against give all these details when they don't have access to information from the company?
Yeah, and that's exactly what Judge Wynn was concerned about in his dissent, which is where things get even more interesting.
Okay, I'm ready to hear it. Let's hear what Judge Wynn had to say.
So Judge Wynn felt that McCleary-Evans' complaint did enough to meet the standard set by Sierkiewicz.
Okay.
He argued that she clearly said who, what, and when the alleged discrimination happened.
Right.
She named who made the decision, the job she applied for.
Okay.
And that they chose non-black candidates over her.
Okay.
He thought this was enough to put the employer on notice about what her claim was, even if she didn't have all the tiny details at this point.
So he's saying she gave enough information to let the employer know what was going on, even without super specific evidence.
Exactly. And he argued that requiring this level of detail before discovery makes it almost impossible for employees who are discriminated against to win.
Right.
Because they don't have access to all the emails, hiring records, and other stuff until way later.
It seems like you're asking someone to fight a company with way less information and resources.
It is a bit of a David and Goliath situation. And Judge Wynn was worried that this ruling would make it much harder for employees to get their cases heard, especially when they're up against big companies.
So it's not just about legal technicalities, it's about making sure people who have a real discrimination case can actually get justice.
Definitely, it raises some serious questions. Is this the right balance between stopping frivolous lawsuits and protecting employees from discrimination?
This is a lot to think about. We've covered Twombly, Iqbal, Sierkiewicz, McCleary-Evans' case, the majority, and the dissenting opinions.
It's a lot, yeah.
So before we go on, what are your initial reactions to all of this? Does the majority's ruling seem fair, or do you agree with Judge Wynn?
That's a great question, and it leads us into the practical implications of this case and what it all means for lawyers and anyone who might be in a similar situation.
Let's take a closer look at that.
All right.
Right after this.
Sounds good.
We just went through the McCleary-Evans case.
We did.
And talked about how much detail you need to prove discrimination.
It's a tough one.
It really does seem like you're walking a tightrope.
It is.
Trying to protect employees, but also not having the courts overwhelmed with lawsuits.
You're exactly right, and that's why this case is so important.
Right.
It has lawyers everywhere wondering, okay, if just saying there was bias isn't enough, then what is?
Yeah, so let's get practical. What should lawyers who handle these cases take away from all of this?
Sure. I think the biggest thing McCleary-Evans shows us is that you have to be specific.
Okay.
When you're writing a discrimination complaint, you really need to focus on the details.
Okay, so let's break that down. What kind of details can make or break a claim?
Imagine if you're building a house, you need strong materials.
Right.
In this case, those materials are facts.
So what are some examples of these building materials that lawyers should be looking for?
Okay, there are a few main things.
Okay.
First, you have comparator evidence.
Okay.
This is basically proving you were treated differently than someone who isn't in your protected class.
Okay.
For example, let's say you're claiming age discrimination.
Right.
You'd want to show that a younger person with the same qualifications got promoted instead of you.
Okay, so you need to compare yourself to someone else.
Exactly.
All right.
Second, you need evidence of how the decision maker acted.
Okay.
Did the person who hired or fired you say anything discriminatory?
Okay.
Did they treat you differently than other employees?
Mm-hmm.
Even small comments or actions can be really important.
So even if it's not a big thing, if it shows bias, it could help your case.
Definitely.
Okay.
And third, you need to look at the hiring process itself.
Okay.
Was there anything strange or off about it?
Like what?
Well, did they change the job requirements after you applied?
Okay.
Were the interviews unfair?
Uh-huh.
Maybe they asked different questions to different candidates.
So anything out of the ordinary could be a red flag.
Exactly. It's all about showing the court a pattern of behavior, that it wasn't just a random choice or personal preference.
But what happens when you don't have all of this evidence right away?
Right.
What if you need to get emails or performance reviews from the company to prove your case?
That's a great question, and that's what Judge Wynn was worried about.
Yeah.
You might not have all the pieces of the puzzle when you start your case.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean you should give up.
So what can lawyers do to make their clients' cases stronger, even if they're missing some information?
Well, you'd be surprised how much information is out there publicly.
Really?
Yeah. Start with the job posting. Look at how they describe the position.
Okay.
Do their requirements seem like they're trying to exclude certain groups?
Okay.
Then look at the company's website. Do they say they care about diversity and inclusion?
Uh-huh.
If they don't actually practice what they preach, that's a big deal.
Right.
And don't forget to research the industry.
Okay.
Are there differences in pay or promotions for certain groups?
I see.
This kind of data can be really helpful.
So even if you can't get those confidential documents right away,
right.
You can still use public information to make your case.
Exactly. It's like being a detective. You have to use all the tools you have to build a strong case and show that discrimination was the reason for what happened.
This is great advice, not just for lawyers,
right.
But for anyone who might be going through discrimination.
Absolutely.
It shows how important it is to keep track of everything.
You got it.
If you think you're being treated unfairly, write down the dates, times, who was there, and specific examples of what happened.
Yes, that's your best defense.
It can make all the difference later on.
Definitely.
We've talked about what lawyers and employees should do.
Yeah.
But taking a step back, what does McCleary Evans tell us about discrimination law in general?
Well, this case is a part of this bigger discussion about how to make the legal system work well,
okay,
while also protecting employees. It's a tough question to answer.
When you say work well, do you mean just making sure the courts aren't too busy?
It's more than that.
Okay.
Courts have so many cases to deal with.
Right.
And they need a way to figure out which cases are serious and which ones aren't. That's probably what Quambly and Iqbal were about, giving them a tool to do that.
Okay, but Judge Wynn's dissent is saying that trying to make the system faster could actually hurt the people those laws are supposed to help.
Exactly, and that's the problem.
Right.
How do you make sure everyone has access to justice without letting in too many weak cases?
Right.
McCleary Evans doesn't give us an easy answer.
Right.
It's more like a warning, showing us that we can go too far in either direction. And some people think this case went too far in asking for too many details too early in a case.
So has it become too hard to prove discrimination?
It's a really important question, and it's one that courts, lawmakers, and legal experts we'll be thinking about for a long time.
There's no simple solution.
Nope.
This is complicated, but I think that's why it's so interesting.
I agree.
It makes us think about these tough questions and how the legal system affects real people.
That's what makes this deep dive so fascinating.
Right.
We're not just talking about abstract ideas.
Right.
We're looking at what these decisions actually mean for people's lives, how they affect fairness, justice, and what it's like trying to use the legal system when you've been treated unfairly.
We've covered a lot about this case.
Yeah, we have.
But it feels like we're just scratching the surface of this topic.
It's definitely a complex one.
So before we wrap up,
okay,
what's the one thing you want our listeners to remember?
What should they be thinking about after this?
We've spent a lot of time on this case, McCleary Evans v. Maryland Dot.
We have.
And it really seems like this idea of plausibility is more important than it sounds.
It is. Plausibility is like the key,
okay,
to deciding whether an employee can even get their case heard.
And like we talked about, McCleary Evans has started this whole discussion about how much detail you need at the beginning of a lawsuit.
Right.
Some people say asking for too much detail too early isn't fair to employees.
Yeah, especially those who don't have access to all the information yet.
Right. But then others say this higher standard for plausibility is good because it gets rid of weak cases.
And keeps the system running smoothly.
It's a tough balance to find.
It really is.
There are no easy answers here, but this case really makes us think about some big questions.
Yeah, like how easy should it be to get justice?
Yeah, and are these laws actually working the way they should?
Exactly. I mean, what are they supposed to accomplish?
And are they doing that?
Right.
I think we'll be seeing the effects of McCleary Evans for a while.
Oh, definitely.
It sparked important conversations about protecting employees from discrimination while still having a legal system that's fair and efficient.
It's a challenge. How do we get that balance right?
So for everyone listening, what do you want them to take away from all of this? What should they be thinking about after we're done?
If I could say one thing, it's that knowledge is power. I mean, understanding the law, knowing your rights,
right,
and being ready to fight for yourself is so important when dealing with discrimination.
I completely agree. If you think you've been discriminated against, talk to a lawyer.
Absolutely.
And remember, even small things can make a big difference.
Right.
Write everything down, stay informed.
Yep.
And know that you're not alone in this.
There are resources out there.
And for all the law students listening, keep this case in mind.
It's a good one.
It's a perfect example of how these legal ideas have real-world effects on people's lives.
Yeah, you'll see it come up again and again.
This is a case we won't forget.
Definitely not.
It reminds us that the law is always changing.
And we can help shape it.
To make sure it does what it's supposed to do.
Which is protect people and hold those who do wrong accountable.
That's what it's all about.
Yep. The law should help people get justice, not make it harder.
And cases like McCleary Evans remind us that we need to work towards a system that's fair for everyone.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into employment discrimination.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll be back soon with another interesting case that'll get you thinking.
Definitely.
Until then, stay curious, stay engaged.
Yes.
And keep working for a better world.
See you next time.
CAM.